What's going on, guys? Nathan here, and today I'm going to give you the top five sneaky poker hands that are highly profitable that all good poker players know to always play. All right, guys, so the five hands on this list are some of the hands I have made a literal career out of. They're the most profitable hands that a lot of amateurs in particular tend to undervalue, but all professional poker players know that these hands have massive potential. Counting down from five to one, let's jump into it. Number five is gonna be 10-8 suited. Guys, this is one of my absolute favorite hands over the years. As a 10 plus year professional, I have literally made a career out of hands like this, and the biggest reason why is because a hand like this can win an absolutely huge pot when the stacks are deep. Now, you're gonna hear me mention deep stacks a lot throughout this video because all of the hands on this list require deep stacks, hence the sneaky in the title. And what do I mean by deep stack? I mean when you have 100 big blinds or more in front of you, like you will often see in a lot of live cash games, in online cash games as well, and at the beginning of tournaments. I want to be very, very clear off the top that all of the hands on this list, you do not want to be playing these hands when you've got 30 big blinds and you're deep in a tournament. These hands require deep stacks because in no limit hold'em, you can, of course, bet any amount of your chips in front of you at any time. And all of the hands on this list have tremendous speculative potential, which we're going to talk about right now. So for example, you call a raise with 10-8 suited, 10 of hearts, 8 of hearts versus a fish. One of our fishy friends, recreational players, as I've mentioned at length, we make the money versus these players in poker. All right, guys, so the flop comes down with an ace of hearts, 10 of spades, and 4 of hearts. This is the kind of flop that you can make absolute money against these kind of players because, guys, you need to realize that you are 50% to win even if this player has a hand as strong as ace 7 for top pair. And remember, a lot of the time, they're not going to have top pair. They're going to have bottom pair. They're going to have pocket sixes, or they're gonna have a hand like king five or something for absolutely nothing, because we know that these recreational players, fishy players, they play all sorts of nonsense. And we also know that you only hit the flop with a random hand in Texas Hold'em 1 out of 3 times, meaning 2 out of 3 times they don't even have anything on this board. So guys, bottom line with this hand, with really all of the hands on this list, is you want deep stacks, as we already mentioned, because that's gonna give you huge potential to win a big pot, especially versus a player who, one of the weaker players like this, who has a difficult time folding a hand like top pair. And you also want to look for big flops. So in this particular example, we have middle pair plus a flush draw, giving us something like 13, 14 outs versus even a hand like top pair. And if one of our gin cards comes on the Turner River, we can often win an absolutely massive pot versus a weaker player like this. Let's move on to hand number 4, sneaky hand that all good poker players always know to play, and that is a hand like ace 4 of spades. And when I say suited, by the way, it doesn't matter if it's spades, diamonds, clubs, hearts. We're gonna go with spades in this one. The reason why ace 4, guys, is such a good hand, ace 4 suited, is because it has excellent nut potential. Now let me explain what I mean by nut potential. I'm talking about a hand that can make one of the best hands possible. That's what the nuts means in poker. It's a slang term. So this hand can make the nut flush. That is the best flush possible if there are 3 more spades on the board. Now, I know some of you might be saying, oh, but there's a straight flush. Guys, straight flushes are extremely rare in poker. If you make a flush with ace 4 of spades, for example, you are almost certain to have the best flush possible. This hand can also make a solid 2 pair, straight, etc. So let's give you an example. Once again, you have ace 4 of spades, as mentioned. You raise it up and a tag player, tight and aggressive, calls you, and we go see a flop of 6 of hearts, 5 of spades, and jack of spades. Guys, you are 48% to win even if this player has a hand as strong as queen, jack of diamonds. And as we already mentioned before, guys, most of the time they are not going to have top pair. In fact, most of the time they're not even going to have any pair at all. So you are in excellent shape here versus their range. So in a situation like this where you're drawing at the nut flush, you also have a strong overcard, of course, with your ace. There's 3 more aces in the deck. You also technically have a backdoor straight draw on this board. You are in really really good shape versus a hand like Queen Jack or Pocket Eight. This is a situation where you can apply tremendous pressure on these hands. This is something that I've talked about in multiple videos on this channel. By the way, make sure you're subscribed. Is that this is a situation you can play this hand extremely strong and often get a decent player. We're not talking about a fish in this example here. A decent player to often lay down one of these middle of the road hands, like a top pair, like a middle pair of the pocket eights, for example. And this is literally where the rubber meets the road in today's games, guys, is getting good players to be able to lay down a decent hand when you technically have nothing. Let's move on to hand number three, sneaky hand that all good players know to play, and that is pocket twos, aka ducks. Now, guys, I have literally made a career out of stacking bad players with a hand like pocket twos, pocket deuces. The reason why, guys, is because this hand can make sets and full houses, which are hands that have absolutely massive profit potential in a game like No Limit Hold'em, where you can bet any amount at any time, and especially when you're up against one of our fishy friends, as we're going to discuss right here, who cannot fold a hand like top pair, which is describes 99% of them. So you raise up two red deuces, fish calls, flop comes down with the ace of hearts, two of spades, and 10 of diamonds. Guys, even if this player has a hand like ace king, and we certainly hope they do, you are 96% to win versus this hand. They literally need runner runner, perfect perfect, in order to win the hand versus you. And in a situation like this versus these recreational players who have a very, very difficult time folding top pair, and when they have a hand like this, top pair, top kicker, they're not folding for any amount. They're gonna bet their first child's education fund. They'll put the house up for mortgage. It doesn't matter. They're not folding this hand. You know you're winning a massive pot in a situation like this. Now, I know, guys, a lot of you are saying flops like this don't happen very often. It is true. You're only gonna flop a set with a hand like pocket twos 12% of the time. But guys, in a game with deep stacks, remember, we're talking about deep stacks in this video. We do not play this game when you got 20 big blinds. When you have 100 big blinds, 200 big blinds, 300 big blinds, and you're up against one of these wrecked players who cannot fold top pair to save their life, you can literally make a fortune. Yeah, you're only gonna hit your set 12% of the time, but those 12%, they matter a lot. So guys, how do you play it? Flop sets versus bad players who can't fold top pair. Crazy, crazy profit. I've literally made a career out of this at the lower stakes. All right, guys, moving on to sneaky hand number two that all good players never fold. They all know play, and that is a hand like 5-4 suited. One of my favorite hands of all time. Guys, this hand has absolutely massive potential once again in deep stack games because it can make all sorts of well-hidden straights, trips, flushes, and so on. Let me give you an example once again. You get the old 5-4 diamonds versus a tag. Once again, we're up against a good player this time. By the way, if you don't know the player types, what hands to play, and so on, I have charts, diagrams, everything you need to know in my free poker cheat sheet, which will be the top link in the description below. It's totally free. 60-page little free guide. You can read it in an afternoon. It'll get you winning at least in small stakes games if you're struggling right now. But anyways, we are up against a tag, tight and aggressive player. That's one of my five major player types. It's actually the best player type, in my opinion, for low stakes games. So this is a good player. Flop comes down with the six of diamonds, king of diamonds, and seven of spades. Guys, you are 57% to win, even if they have a hand as strong as king, queen for top pair, good kicker on this flop. Guys, as I've mentioned already several times in this video, you need to remember that most of the time they're not going to have top pair. Most of the time they're not even going to have a pair at all. So you want to look for big combo draw flops like this. We have both a straight and a flush draw on this board, 15 out monster combo draw, and you want to play it very, very aggressively, especially with deep stacks. Again, guys, this is one of the best ways to increase your red line if you play online poker. And red line is just a fancy term that we use in poker tracking programs for your non-showdown winnings. And this is actually how you get ahead in poker, is by winning these pots when nobody really has anything. Because guys, most of the time in poker, if there's several players in the hand, nobody really has anything that good. And it's the person who wants it more. It's the person who can lean on them and push the other players out of the pot. And especially when you have a worse hand, this is literally how winning gets done in this game, guys. So that's why a hand like this, especially with deep stacks, you can put the fear of God into them. They're gonna lose 200 big blinds. You wanna look for big combo draw flops like this and play it very, very aggressively, and you can push them off. Even a hand as strong as top pair sometimes. All right, guys, let's move on to my number one most sneaky poker hand that all good poker players always know to play. Probably no surprise to anyone. It's in my name. 7-9 suited. I am BlackRain79. This is my absolute favorite hand of all time for several reasons. Number one, this is an overpair killer. I absolutely love playing this hand versus the weaker recreational players and cracking their pocket aces or kings. We're going to talk about in a sec. This hand can also make tons of well-hidden straights, trips, flushes, and so on. So for example, you got the old 7-9 of spades, and I prefer it in spades, versus a fish, a recreational player, deep stacks. Once again, we want to be playing a hand like this. Flop comes down with a 3 of hearts, 7 of diamonds, and 7 of clubs. Guys, you are 91% to win versus 2 red aces. Pocket ace is the best hand ever created, and what do we know about our fishy friends, our recreational players here? They don't fold a hand like pocket aces for their life. I don't think a recreational player has actually ever folded pocket aces in the history of poker. I'd have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure that is a true statistic. So guys, how to play this hand? You want to look to hit big flops, just like with all the hands on the list. Deep stacks, of course, you look for combo draws, trips, versus bad players who can't fold. Flop like 3-7-7, they're never going to put you on that 7, and the weaker players are never folding a hand like pocket aces or pocket kings. Anyways, I've literally made a career out of situations like this. Guys, bottom line, in deep stack cash games or tournaments, you want to be playing lots of speculative hands like this that have massive potential, because in the game of No Limit Hold'em, you can of course bet any amount at any time, and so hands like this go way up in value.
I hope you enjoyed this poker podcast episode. If you want to know my complete strategy for beating small and mid-stakes poker games, make sure you go grab a copy of my free poker cheat sheet that's available on my website at blackrain79.com. And also make sure you hit like and subscribe here to the podcast, as I'm putting out new episodes every single week to help you guys quickly get beating your poker games. I wish you guys all the best at the poker table. I'll catch you next week. This has been Nathan Williams with BlackRain79.com.